Well, the coronavirus has caused concerns amongst all the other concerns for casually employed workers. They don't get paid sick or annual leave, and if they go into extended self-quarantine or a public shutdown, could be very financially stressful for a lot of people. The Wire's Isabella Carbone reports.
In October of 2014, economics writer for The Guardian Australia, Greg Jericho, penned a piece titled "The Casualisation of Australia's Workforce is Nothing to Panic About." In January of 2018, the same author headlined an opinion piece, "We Should Be Concerned About the Casualisation of Full-Time Work." Fast forward 2 years and we're seeing the impact that coronavirus is going to have both on casual employees and the economy. It has sparked a conversation on how casual and freelance workers, about a third of Australia's workforce, would financially survive a coronavirus quarantine or public shutdown. Jared Dwyer is National Secretary of the SDA, the Union for Retail, Warehouse and Fast Food Workers. He says that the union is worried that casual workers could threaten Australia's biosecurity because they won't be able to afford not to go to work.
We need to have measures in place that ensure they are not financially penalised if they self-isolate. If they've got a choice about self-isolating and then losing money or going to work, they're going to go to work to continue to pay the bills and feed their families. We need a situation where this government, the federal government, starts looking at this as a public health policy, steps up to the plate and ensures that casual employees' wages are guaranteed and that they reimburse business for those wages, because Scott Morrison said the other day that we're all in this together. He now needs to demonstrate that. He needs to make sure that he's got the back of retail workers, particularly the casuals, and that he's got the back of the businesses that employ them. We've got to move into a space where we've got a public health response and people are not penalised for doing the right thing by the community and self-isolating.
The SDA met with the government yesterday to discuss their concerns.
We congratulate the government for calling that meeting. However, we now need to act. That meeting showed that this issue is moving beyond a simple industrial relations matter. It is a public health matter. It requires a public health policy response. We need to start directing the stimulus package that Prime Minister Morrison is talking about and direct that at making sure that workers in this country, particularly the casuals who have no access to paid leave, that those workers are feeling secure in terms of income if they have to self-isolate in order to protect their fellow workers and the community more broadly.
That was National Secretary of the SDA, Jared Dwyer. Another sector likely to be severely affected by the virus and travel bans is academia. Dr. Alison Barnes is president of the National Tertiary Education Union. She says that while officially around 100,000 academic staff are casual, the figures are probably much higher.
We suspect that well over 50% of undergraduate teaching and teaching across universities is performed by people with no employment security. It's not only academic staff who are increasingly casualised, it's professional and administrative staff across universities as well. Many of them haven't had employment since the end of last year. They haven't worked over that Christmas period. So they're facing the prospect of having less classes or no classes to teach. And this creates financial hardship for those employees. In addition to that, casuals aren't entitled to sick leave. And we're concerned that there should be no expectation or no barriers to them taking sick leave if they become sick with COVID-19. We've seen Macquarie University announce that it will provide 2 weeks leave for casuals at that university if the university is forced to close. And we would like other universities across the sector to make similar arrangements for their casual employees.
Alison Barnes says it's not only casuals likely to have their jobs affected by the virus.
All staff across the university sector are likely to have increasing workloads. For example, if you're trying to turn a unit or a subject that's normally delivered face-to-face into an online offering or to be delivered digitally, for administrative staff, that can pose problems, I suppose, of ensuring that material can get through firewalls into China. And for academic staff, it's not easy to turn that material into quality online offerings quickly, and so we're worried about the health and safety and well-being of our casual members. COVID-19 is an example, I suppose, of university management's shifting risk to their employees who have little employment security. And I think for us this is very, very troubling. Casual staff shouldn't have to bear the risks associated with COVID-19, and we would expect that university managements would make allowances and considerations for them.
Dr. Alison Barnes, President of the National Tertiary Education Union. She was speaking to The Wire's Isabella Carbone. And the government is under pressure on that issue, expected to make some kind of announcement in the next 24 hours.